Listening Library presents Do Fish Breathe Underwater? Book 2 and Other Silly Questions from Curious Kids by Jane Lindholm and Melody Baudette. This is the author, Melody Baudette.
Introduction. Do you know why oceans are salty, or why it's easier to float in the ocean than in a pond? Do you know what jellyfish are made of? Or why seals bark, whales sing, and clams squirt? Don't worry if you don't know the answers yet, because you will soon. But Why started out as a podcast for curious kids. Our podcast is produced by Vermont Public Radio and is made by us, Melody Baudette and Jane Lindholm. That's me. We receive questions from kids all over the world, and it's our job to find answers. Now we're expanding to books. In this book, we're answering questions from real kids like you, questions all about the ocean. You'll learn lots of interesting, silly, and even bizarre facts about the ocean and the things that live in it. You might even learn about how you could help save the ocean from pollution, but only if you go to Chapter 11 to hear more. But before we get too deep, let's dive in and answer some of the questions kids have been sending us about the ocean. If you still have questions when you're done listening, send them our way, and we'll see if we can include them in a future podcast episode or book. And, as we always say, stay curious. Chapter 1. The Salty Sea and the Wild Ways of Waves. The ocean covers more than 70% of the surface of our Earth and is home to plants, animals, birds, and bacteria, and even sunken ships. Humans rely on the ocean for transportation and recreation, having fun, for food, and for all kinds of products we use in our everyday lives. And the ocean has a lot to do with our weather and the temperature of the Earth on land as well. Technically, there's only one global ocean, but you have probably heard of the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic oceans, and maybe the Southern or Antarctic Ocean too. So what gives? Well, an ocean is one large interconnected body of salt water where water can flow freely from one area to another. Most of the salt water on Earth, what we think of as ocean water, is all connected. So we really have one ocean. We're not suggesting you try, but if you wanted to, you could sail all around the world without ever having to set foot on land. It would get pretty confusing if all that water all around the world was just labeled ocean on our maps. The different parts of the global ocean have instead been named and fought over, just like the world's lands have been. There are also other parts of the ocean that have different names. The National Geographic Society says there are about 50 seas around the world. These are usually parts of the ocean that are partially bordered by land. Then there are bays, gulfs, isthmuses, say it, isthmus, and straits, all just different parts of the global ocean. Within all that water, there are a lot of really different kinds of places. In some spots, the ocean surface water is 80 or 90 degrees Fahrenheit, nearly as warm as a bathtub. Colder ocean areas might have surface water that is actually below the temperature at which water freezes, giving them a top layer of sea ice. Brr. The sea floor is as geographically diverse as dry land, too. There are deep trenches and tall mountains, some poking above the surface as islands. And the depth of the ocean varies widely from place to place. The average depth of the ocean is a little under 2 miles. But in one spot in the western Pacific Ocean, known as the Challenger Deep, it's nearly 7 miles down to the bottom. That means you could fit Mount Everest in that trench and still have more than a mile of ocean above the peak. You can hear more about Challenger Deep in Chapter 4. There are even parts of the seafloor where no light penetrates. Some of the animals that live down there have no eyes. There are other areas filled with all sorts of sea life, like fish, sharks, jellyfish, whales, and even narwhals. Yes, narwhals are real! Humans have always been fascinated by the ocean, but there are still areas we don't know much about because they're so difficult to explore. Later on in the book, you'll learn about an international project that aims to map the entire ocean floor by 2030. But even once we have a map, there's still so much more to discover. Maybe one day when you grow up, you'll explore these fascinating areas of Earth.
Why is the sea salty? Ben, age 4, from North Carolina. Great question, Ben. Have you ever licked your lips after going for a swim in the ocean? If you have, you probably noticed a distinctly salty flavor. To understand why the ocean is salty, you actually have to start with rainwater. Rain is slightly acidic, meaning that over long periods of time, the water can erode the rocks it lands on when it falls to the earth. To erode means to naturally wear away. Some of the minerals from the rocks are washed away by the rain. Salt is one of those minerals. The salt washes into streams, and streams run into rivers, and eventually all that water runs to the ocean, carrying the salt and other minerals it has picked up along the way. When that water gets to the ocean, there's nowhere else for it to go. Rivers flow to the ocean, not from the ocean. So the salt from all those different rivers just stays in the ocean, making the water salty. On average, ocean water is about 3.5% salt by weight. This means that for every 100 pounds of water, there are 3.5 pounds of salt. Because of climate change and pollution, some of the world's water may actually be getting a little bit saltier these days. There are also a few lakes that are salty. These are lakes with no outlets, that is, no rivers for the water to flow out of the lake. So the lakes collect salt and minerals just like the ocean. The Great Salt Lake in Utah and the Dead Sea between the countries of Jordan and Israel are both much saltier than the ocean.
Why is it easier to float in salt water? You might not be able to see the difference between salt water and fresh water just by looking at it, but you may feel the difference when you go for a swim. Why? The short answer is density, the measure of an object's mass per volume. The long answer is this: salt water is more dense than fresh water. Now, this might sound a little confusing, so bear with us. But the same amount, volume, of salt water has more mass than fresh water, which in a way makes it heavier. So when you go for a swim in the ocean, your body floats better in the dense salt water than it would in your tub or a freshwater lake, because your body is less dense, less heavy, than the salt water. Remember the Dead Sea? Well, the salt concentration in the Dead Sea is almost 10 times the amount of salt in the ocean. So you can practically float like a cork in that water. You can try this for yourself by filling two bowls with fresh water. Add some salt to one of the bowls and stir to help it dissolve. Then grab something in your house that floats, like a ping pong ball or a bath toy, and put it in one bowl and then the other. See if you can tell the difference just by looking.
How is climate change affecting the ocean? Owen, age 6, from South Carolina. To understand climate change, Owen, you first have to understand climate. Climate is connected to weather, but they're not exactly the same. Weather is what's happening in the atmosphere on any given day. Rain or snow, clear or cloudy, hot or cold. Climate is the trend of the weather over time. Here's an easy way to remember the difference. Picture a dog on a leash being walked by its owner down a sidewalk. The dog may wander from one side of the sidewalk to the other. This is weather. But the general direction or trend of the dog is straight ahead. This is climate. Over the last 100 years, scientists say the average temperature on Earth has risen by 2 degrees Fahrenheit. That may not seem like much. After all, a change of a few degrees on any given day is barely noticeable. But over time, a rise in the overall temperature on Earth could lead to some big changes, like rising sea levels and unpredictable weather patterns. The Earth has had a lot of changes in its long history. Later, we'll learn about a time when much of the northern half of the Earth was completely covered by snow and ice. Change in the Earth's climate and landscape over time is a natural...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?